That's the music I listen to, you know, all kinds of good music. Mostly older funk and rap. And then I'm jamming in the Capitol, and everybody thinks I'm crazy, but if you're not at this point, I think you crazy. Now, I'm going to take David pretty quick here, because before I get into the rally, which will take like too long to talk about, so what do you have on your mind today, David Mequon?
Morning.
Afternoon.
It's my
You got up late. You just got up.
I'm a little sluggish.
You partied last night.
No.
Oh, okay.
I
World wore you down a little bit too much this week, or
Well, in all honesty, I wanted to talk about that really quickly.
Sure.
What you're seeing right now, just so you know, and I hate to say it, you're seeing the beginnings of World War III.
Possibly.
There's no question.
You know what? I agree with you on one, you know, kind of, but that is, for sure we'd be looking at it if we're going to take planes over there and start shooting Russian. We're dealing with a maniac, and I'm going to say this about Putin. There's nothing to deter, you know, an insane murderer, right? Mm-hmm. And you can say that the policies in the United States, the foreign policy, is murderous as hell, and all these legislators, Democrat, Republican, up on down the line. That's the thing I couldn't stand about Biden the most, was the work he did before he came in to be the president, and mm-hmm. and stole, again, you know, stole Bernie's platform and run on it, even though you know that when you win, you're not going to get it because of the mansions and the other clowns. And I got tired of being kicked off of social media for telling the truth because some centrist Democrat isn't comfortable with what I'm doing.
Well, what I was going to say to you, really, in addition to all this, you talked about mercenaries. So, you know, if you've heard of the reports, I guess there was 3 attempted attacks on Zelensky, which, thank goodness, failed. But if you saw, I try to read, you know, outside the U.S. media, because it does a horrendous job as far as presenting what other things are going on. So in addition to that, he hired the Wagner Group, which is basically a mercenary group that all they do is go out and kill people. You just pay them and they do whatever. And now today, Putin just hired, they just announced another 1,000 mercenaries. They're coming in to specifically take out not only Zelensky and all the, you know, heads of cabinet, but their entire families. And what people don't realize, and there's some horrendous videos out there, the Russians now are basically murdering everybody and everything. And the thing is this, the joke is this, and it's not a joke, but it scares the living hell out of me. The fact of the matter is, as we're speaking right now, Pizza Box, we have U.S. Interests along with Russia and China, and they're negotiating. Russia is negotiating on our behalf in Vienna right now as we speak. As we speak, to give Iran the ability of lifting sanctions, letting them sell the oil, and letting them we're going to give them like tens of billions of dollars. They're going to be able to build nuclear weapons. We're literally helping out Iran, and we're taking the Revolutionary Guard off the terrorist list. I mean, what? If that's not impeachable, I don't know what is.
Hold on. You know, impeachable, non-impeachable, every single president that we've had, and thanks, David, and the policies from our Congress and all the trillions of dollars that get dumped into this, okay? Look, if you don't have a progressive government, like some of these countries that have women in charge that are making all these progressive decisions, like protecting the environment, education, that people don't have to pay for like we used to do in a lot of progressive areas here that have now sucked it dry. You know, you go to a state college, you didn't have to pay if you were from that state or yet. Look, to sit here and talk about impeachable stuff when we just had a guy that got impeached twice, the second time from withholding military aid to Ukraine, I don't want to talk about what Biden's done at this point since he's got in. What do you want him to ask away? I don't get it. What's impeachable? The fact that all these dictators and all these ruling governments use military force to get things solved? Everybody's guilty of it, man. There's nobody innocent that's making decisions like this and voting for it in their houses and in their local governments, wherever they are. Don't people have this figured out yet? I can tell you right now, they don't. Which is why I can sit here and laugh, because it's, you know, it's like beyond doomsday for me. When we come back, I get to tell you about what it was like being at that rally. And trust me, it's a lot easier for me to go to a rally like that and people come up to me and stuff, because I'm not like, you know, pushing subjects on, you know, that are, you know, will make them angry. We're talking about the suits that do that to me, or that I do that to when I go to the Capitol and run them out. And I wish these guys would see, and I'm going to start doing it, man. We got to podcast all this stuff right from the dome. And then people can see, you know, who really is doing what. Because one of the funniest things about being there is the fact that this crowd just despises Robin Voss. Oh, are you kidding me? And I'm talking about the things that Voss has done, but that's not what's making people mad. What's making people mad is that Donald Trump has labeled him a rhino. Republican in name only. You guys live in this state and you don't even know how Republican nasty Robin Voss is. He's in the same league as Trump. Four marriages, all coming with disclosures. Some come with lobbyists too on the honeymoon. Ew! Popcorn Hitler's not having a good week, man. I made a new sign for him. We got time to say it. What is it? Oh, yeah. Voss is bungholio. He needs TP for his popcorn holio. And people get it? Beavis and Butthead? You're Beavis, dude. Popcorn Hitler is Beavis. We'll be back.